Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
You're listening to The Friendship Show, sponsored by Friendship Shelter here on KX93.5. We have a great show this morning here on Friendship Show. Very few organizations can say that they have been around in Laguna Beach for more than 70 years, but there is one. It's the E-Bell Club of Laguna Beach. We have the wonderful women of E-Bell here in the studio with us this morning. They're going to talk about everything they do to help build a stronger community and how you can help them. We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, E-Bell Club here on The Friendship Show, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Welcome back. You're listening to The Friendship Show here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. My name is Mark Miller. Today in the studio, the wonderful women of E-Bell Club are here to join us. Sylvia Powers and Penny Stasny are here. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning,
Mark. Good morning, Mark.
How are you?
Great.
It's great to be here this gorgeous morning.
It is a beautiful morning here on Laguna Beach, isn't it?
It is. Beautiful.
Thank you so much for coming in so early. Is this early for you? Where you look like women who get up at the crack of dawn and get going.
Yes, actually, this is about midway through my day.
Is it?
I'm just looking outside. Normally, this is when I'm walking my little dog down the boardwalk. So.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, maybe we can do that right after the show. Take
there
a little walk down the beach. You both are past presidents of E-Bell Club here in Laguna Beach. I have to say, when I knew that you were coming on the show, I did a little bit of reading and research about E-Bell Club. Over 75 years of history in this community.
Right.
First of all, you must be extremely proud to be leading an organization that has been such an important part of Laguna Beach for so long.
Absolutely, Mark.
Yes.
I'm very proud to be part of Laguna Beach. I was born and raised here in Laguna Beach, and it thrills my heart to be able to give back to an organization that loves to give in every aspect and every way to our community. We are the oldest philanthropic organization in Laguna, and we totally support our community in a number of ways.
When you say the oldest nonprofit in Laguna Beach, which, by the way, is home to hundreds of nonprofits, you know, and all come and go, but again, more than 70 years, 75 years, I think, actually,
right,
of history in Laguna Beach.
Right.
Do you know what was the impetus for starting this organization, and when was the organization started exactly?
It was started in 1933 by Avery Bird.
I just can't even believe that. 1933,
yeah.
What was that, like two dirt roads?
Actually, I think Hotel Laguna has some beautiful pictures of the old Laguna that you can see where, yes, absolutely dirt roads. Even on my street on El Camino del Mar, when I first came here in 1948 as an infant, we had lots, and I can't even believe that not every single spot was filled up with a house.
Really?
Yes.
Do you know, Penny, how did E-Bell come to be? And who was the founder again? You said
yes,
her name and I.
Avery Bird.
Say it again for me.
Avery.
Avery.
E-B-R-I-E.
Avery Bird. And what caused Miss Bird to start E-Bell Club?
Well, we're not sure exactly, although there was a tremendous need in Laguna. And being the first philanthropy, you know, her goal was to build on the community and get all the organizations together and try to help in providing the needs for the community members of Laguna. We foster that continuously at this point by giving to different community organizations, the community clinic, Friendship Shelter, CSP Youth Shelter, just a variety of organizations that I believe, I wasn't around in 1933, but that she would have been mindful to give and for the needs that were presented in Laguna.
Whatever those needs were back in 1933. Mm-hmm. Do either of you have any idea how many people lived in Laguna Beach in 1933? Do you know?
No, I know when we first came in there were 22,000.
22,000 in 1948?
In 1948 there were 22,000?
Wait a minute.
You know what? It was probably less than that.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't here in 1948. Yeah. It could have been that many, but it'd be interesting. Having been born and raised since 1948, mm-hmm. what changes have you seen in the community in the time that you've been here? I don't think a lot of people can say they've been born and raised in Laguna Beach their entire life.
Right, right. Well, there have been a lot of changes. Well, I'm one of five girls, and we live right down from the high school. And back then, El Camino Del Mar, the street we're on, we could just go outside on the street and play baseball and not have to worry about cars coming
traffic.
And going. The traffic has been a tremendous change.
Right.
But I have to say the community, the love, the giving, the nature, the love that I feel people have here in Laguna has not changed. And that's one thing that I love about coming back to Laguna. My husband was a police officer for Santa Ana, and he died 21 years ago, and I brought my girls, who were then 15, back here because I love the community.
You hear a lot of people say that. For as popular, as big, as internationally known as Laguna Beach has become, there is still this very mm-hmm. core heart of Laguna Beach that hasn't changed, and that heart very right. much has to do with helping people in right. need, bringing right. the community along, right. making sure no right. one is left behind.
Right.
And Ebel certainly
right.
symbolizes that in this community.
Right.
Can we, Penny, I don't want to, I don't even know what the word is. I don't want to tell secrets or speak out of school, but when you say that your family has been a part of Laguna mm-hmm. Beach for a mm-hmm. long time, mm-hmm. your family is somewhat infamous in Laguna Beach.
Well,
and has a very important connection
right,
to Laguna
right.
Beach that we talk about all the time, and that's because your cousin was who?
Betty Davis.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, right. Betty used to come and spend her vacations all the time down with us, and so I had the privilege and honor to spend much of my childhood life with her, cooking and just exploring different aspects of her life. And my dad was actually, he walked her down to receive her first Oscar.
Oh, did he really?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
How fun was that? Do you know what year that was? Who knows? I know. Here, listen to me calling out dates and asking for population numbers.
A long time ago, Mark.
A long time ago. How old were you when Betty Davis was hanging out in your kitchen and baking cookies?
From age 3 and 4 on, we celebrated our Thanksgivings together, our Christmases together. I took walks down with her. Sometimes she would like to be known, and other times she wore her hat and her glasses and wanted to just hang out in Laguna without being known.
So. Well, you said before the show, off air, you said, you know, Betty Davis is, you know, an international icon, one of the mm-hmm, biggest, mm-hmm. you know, celebrities and movie mm-hmm. stars of all time ever. And to you, she was just
right.
Cousin Betty who
yeah.
hung out at the
house.
She
was an awesome, very generous lady. She provided vacations for all of us. My dad was a junior high math and science teacher, and my mom was a nurse here at South Laguna. So, you know, we didn't have a huge income, and she was a very generous woman who loved debating with my dad. My dad was brilliant. So she'd come down and they'd have all these debates.
That would be awesome. We're going to talk later about a very special event mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. is coming up for Ebel that helps you raise funds to do
right.
the work
right.
that you do. I just want to say now, and I'll say this again later, I think one of the items that you auction off should be like 2 hours with you to just tell Betty Davis stories.
That's a great
idea. Maybe look at some family photos.
Oh, I have a drawer full of family
I think
photos.
That would be an awesome.
My dad actually used to do photography and would work behind the stages and Hollywood with her.
Really? So, I think that would be awesome. That would be an awesome auction item. So how long have you ladies been involved in eBell directly? I know you're both past president, mm-hmm. so obviously you've risen through the ranks of this organization. Yes. How long has it been?
Well, my husband died in 1994, Mark, and I came straight back here to Laguna with my girls. And so 1 year later, I knew I wanted to give back. So it was 1995 when I actually became a member of eBell and became fully enmeshed and involved very quickly, because eBell is a very special, special philanthropy that loves connecting and giving to all of the organizations and programs here in Laguna. I'm very, very proud to be part of the eBell Club of Laguna.
Sylvia?
I became involved in 2006. I was roped in, I'd like to say, through some friends of mine. And very quickly, I fell in love with the women in the organization, because everybody that's in the organization, you know, we don't have any paid members. So it's an all-volunteer organization, and everybody that's involved is really committed to serving the needs of the Laguna Beach community. And that's our focus, is really the organizations in Laguna.
I think that it's very, not interesting, but it is interesting, but to make a note, eBell is a women's club. It's a group of women who get together. And so is that influenced by the fact that it's all women? I mean, do you see things a certain way and say, as women, this is what's important to us?
I think so. I really do think so, Mark, because I've been on the philanthropy committee for the last 5-6 years, and I'm actually going to chair it this coming year. And when we look at which organizations we're going to support, we send out letters, and then we get requests. And when we get requests from the organizations that we support, they specify what they're using the funds for. And as women, I think we look at it from a more heart sense as opposed to just a dollars and cents sense. Like, how can we serve these people? Who's serving them besides us? And what are things that are near and dear to us?
Right. And how can we make a difference?
I think when you look at the list of things that eBell funds that you actually mm-hmm. give resources to, I think it's fairly clear to see that it's very nurturing. It's very much about bringing things along, taking care of things that need care. And I mean, I don't know. I think you're both mothers, right?
Right.
Yes.
That's a pretty good credential for anything, don't you think?
Absolutely.
All right.
We do pull along the spouses and significant others for different events too.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think that's really important.
Absolutely.
Too.
Mm-hmm. They have, yes, men are invited. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Bring your checkbook.
Right.
Exactly. Good point, Mark.
We'd love to have you.
The heart and energy, and they're the money. Okay.
Exactly.
Bring your checkbook. Ladies, can we take a quick music break? And when we get back,
sure.
I'd like to talk more about specifically what it is eBell does, the organizations that you fund, and how people find you and how they can request your help in the future.
Sounds All right. good, Mark. Thanks.
You're listening to The Friendship Show here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We've been talking to the wonderful women of eBell here in Laguna Beach. We'll be right back after this.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say, this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Venture a highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go
Welcome back. You're listening to The Friendship Show here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. My name is Mark Miller. We've been talking with Sylvia Powers and Penny Stastny of E-Bell Club here in Laguna Beach. Can I just say, ladies, my first memory, because I moonlight during the week as the associate executive director of a nonprofit organization who has benefited directly from E-Bell Club. And my first interaction with E-Bell was, I remember, and this was a few years back, when I used to be the development director at Friendship Shelter. And so my job was to go out and make sure there was money in the bank at the end of every week. And the wonderful women of E-Bell Club invited me to a very nice little tea at somebody's house. And there was a great group of women there. They let me talk about my organization and what we do. And at the end of it, someone gave me a check for $500. And you better believe I went back to the office and said, thank you very much. I am the development director here, and here's $500 from E-Bell Club. All I had to do was go have tea. How many? Well, it's more complicated than that.
Absolutely.
But it was a wonderful ceremony, and the outcome was greatly appreciated. How many organizations do you support in the community with money that you raise through E-Bell Club?
You know what? From year to year, it varies, Mark. I would say about 20. It depends on what the needs that year are. The programs that request, they send a letter of request in, and the philanthropy committee takes a look at what the needs are and the monies that we've made from the previous year's fundraiser and how we can disperse those monies. But we have about 20.
We have about 20 organizations that we support. And in addition, we actually gave the first scholarship at Laguna Beach High School.
You did?
We do. In fact, where they have the convocation, the award ceremony, we get to be up there first. Which is quite an honor, yes.
And that's for a graduating senior who's going off to college?
So we have four scholarships that go to Laguna Beach High School students. And then we recently now have one scholarship to LCAD, College of Art and Design. So we do that.
Is someone coming in to LCAD? So like a freshman going into LCAD?
Yes.
And when you give like that scholarship, say going into LCAD, do you give that to a Laguna Beach High School student who wants to attend LCAD?
Not necessarily. It doesn't necessarily have to be a Laguna Beach High School student. It's a process where with LCAD, they determine who gets the scholarship. And in many cases, it is a high school student that's doing that. With Laguna Beach High School scholarships, it's quite a review process that
I'm sure it is.
The scholarship committee goes through. And it's a blind review process because it's such a small town. If we saw the names, we'd probably know one.
Oh, really? When people apply for a high school graduation mm-hmm. scholarship from E-Bell, you don't look at the name. You simply look at the resume, the credential, the references, and all of those sorts of things, and say, this is what would be best?
Yes.
Right.
Oh, it's got to be, because it is such a small community. When you take the tape off the top to see who you just gave the scholarship to, that's got to be sort of exciting to go, oh my gosh, I know that young lady.
It is.
And what's exciting is we have quite a few candidates that apply. We must review over, 25, 30 different students eligible for the E-Bell scholarships.
Wow.
And they're $1,000 each. And that, you know, for kids getting started, That'll buy some books.
How many requests do you think you get in a year for people who would like help from E-Bell Club?
We try to serve everybody that applies. We send out letters to people that have applied before. For example, we always support the Boys and Girls Club. We always support the CSP Youth Shelter. You're near and dear, of course, the Friendship
Thank
Shelter.
Thank you very much.
Human Options, La Playa. The clinic, the Pacific Mammal Center, we always support them. And, of course, that's near and dear to everybody's heart. The Playhouse, the Pantry, LOCA, which is a division of the CSPU shelter. The Susie Q, the Laguna Beach Seniors, they've been doing a program now for the last few years providing counseling to low-income elderly women that are suffering from the blues or depression.
Oh.
So those are things, as I think as you mentioned, that women can really relate to and that are near and dear to our hearts.
Providing Sally's Fund.
Sally's Fund, obviously, is a big one of our organizations. So everybody that applies to EBEL for a grant has to, and this is according to the law for nonprofits, they have to specify where those funds are going and what they're going to be used for. So when we analyze how we're giving out the money, we analyze where the funds are being used and what kinds of programs they're being used for, and also how much other support that they get in the community.
Right.
So once you land on an organization, say like the Boys and Girls Club or CSPU Shelter, which, by the way, I used to work at that CSPU Shelter, they're going to be on the show here in a couple of weeks. Do you know Carol Carlson? The executive director over there, and then Margo Carlson, the executive director of all things CSP,
community service programs,
is going to be here in the studio in 2 weeks. I'm very excited about it. Once you land on one of those organizations, you try to stick with them and say, this is an organization that we want to try to take on for the long term. And so what the Boys and Girls Club is doing next, we want to know what that is, and we want to try and be a part of that.
I would say that's true, Mark. I would say if you look at historically at what we've given to the Friendship Shelter, the Boys and Girls Club, CSP, we helped decorate the CSPU shelter. And we do. We love that following. That's one of the wonderful things about Laguna and the community and staying involved in the connectedness is that we get to see the product of what we give to for the most part. I mean, It does depend. I remember one year where the high school band department needed band uniforms, and so we took a look at that. I remember the elementary school, they needed chairs for one of their classrooms. So, of course, those are kind of one-time stands, but overall, the Boys and Girls Club, the CSPU shelter, Friendship Shelter, Human Options, Sally's Fund, Senior Center, all of those we follow.
But I think the nice thing about that, I think, is developing that relationship between organizations.
Yes.
And I know, you know, certainly working at Friendship Shelter, to have a relationship with someone like EBEL Club makes it easier to be able to, it's easier to call an old friend and say, I need your help. Would you please consider helping me? Than it is going to someone who you don't know, who doesn't know you, and you know, and trying to get them to do something.
Absolutely. I think that goes along with all of Laguna Beach and the connectedness and the smallness is that it's such a collaborative effort, and it's an incredible passionate feeling for me that in giving you receive, and to be able to see that and to see the fruits of what we can give into is just so exciting.
And during the course of the year, we often have groups that we have supported come in and talk to us about what the impact has been for them, for the dollars that we've donated. So I think that's something that's also very touching when you're writing a check and you actually see what the dollars have been used for and how they have helped.
Absolutely. It's what encourages people in the organization to keep doing what they do, right?
Absolutely.
How many members are there in EBEL Club?
We have about 25 members now, and we're looking for new members. As Penny mentioned, in the community, a lot of the organizations, people are just so busy that, and we have so many worthy organizations, you feel spread a little bit thin. But the good news is that the commitment isn't a big commitment. So,
And it's a combination. We have fun. You know, I think that's important, too, because people are working every day and they want to give back. But in EBEL, the connectedness we have with each other, to be able to meet once a month, and to enjoy each other's company and to look at how we can serve our community together. So we have fun, but we really are service oriented.
So if there are women in the community who are looking to get involved in a worthwhile organization, how would they find out more about eBell Club of Laguna Beach and possibly become a member?
We have a website, eBellLagunaBeach.org. That's an easy one to remember.
eBell, E-B-E-L-L.
E-B-E-L-L, LagunaBeach.org. And then we also have our current president this year is Sandy Renner. So people can either email her, president@LagunaBeach.org, eBellLagunaBeach.org, I'm sorry, or call Sandy. And Sandy's here in town.
Oh, yeah, let's give out Sandy's cell phone number.
Yeah.
Go on.
Hopefully Sandy's okay with that. No, Sandy's at area code 949-295-0436.
All right.
She's our eBell president. So either through email or through the website.
Yeah. You know what, Sylvia? Hey, let's give out another number. I'm totally available and open. Penny Stastny, 949-463-8575. Anyone wants any information, we would love to introduce you to the eBell Club. It's an exciting club. We do a lot of great things, and we're just really excited about our upcoming fundraiser, the Kentucky Derby, that's going to take place on May 2nd at the Aliso Viejo Country Club. And Sylvia, why don't you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, the eBell fundraiser is coming up, as Penny mentioned, Saturday, May the 2nd. And it's our one big fundraising event that we do every year, Mark. And it's a Kentucky Derby party. The women get dressed up. We wear our hats and our dresses. And we actually play the race. We have silent auctions. We have betting. We have raffles, we have a Southern luncheon, a hat contest. It's a lot of fun. It's a fun event that we do every year.
Right.
All right. What, and that's on May 2nd?
May 2nd.
Okay. Can we take a quick music break? And then when we get back, I want to talk about betting and hats. All right. And that's the Kentucky Derby coming up May 2nd to benefit eBell Club. You're listening to The Friendship Show here on KX93.5. Laguna's only FM. We've been talking with Sylvia Powers and Penny Stastny, the wonderful women of eBell Club Laguna Beach. We'll be right back after this.
Okay.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. It's all right.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Friendship Show here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We've been talking with the wonderful women of eBell Club. Sylvia Powers and Penny Stastny are here in the studio with us. Before the break, ladies, we were talking about this Kentucky Derby fundraising event that's coming up on May 2nd. First of all, is May 2nd the actual day of the Kentucky Derby?
May 2nd is the actual day of the Kentucky Derby, and we live stream the race. So when we said betting, we better clarify
okay,
that.
Okay, because I said I want to talk about betting. I always do. I used to work in a casino, so whenever anyone says betting, my ears perk up a little bit.
No, it's a legal thing. It's a legal raffle where you can pick your horse and bet on your horse through a raffle.
Through a raffle.
Yes. No, we keep it legal here.
Of course you do. Of course.
By the way, there's an ad in Stu News with our invitation with the details and the contact information. So if anybody's looking for more detailed information of time and everything else, they can go to Stu News.
Stu News. All right, Stu News, we'll give you some details there. Is this an annual event? Have you done this before?
Yes.
This is a great idea for an event.
It's a fun event.
So how many Kentucky Derbies have you produced?
See, Lynn Turner brought it to us from her Southern history, and I think I started in 90. It was at least the beginning of the 90s.
Really?
Yes.
So you've been doing this for like 20 years or something now.
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow. Then you have this down pat by now,
yes,
don't you?
Absolutely.
You know how to throw a Kentucky Derby party at this point.
We do.
And the neat thing about it is, again, because we're the Laguna Beach community, we get a lot of auction items, and a lot of the auction items come from members of the community. I think we have almost every restaurant in town, and they always go first, of course, in silent auctions. We have opportunity drawings for members, again, that have been generously donating. We have a member that has generously donated a week at a condo in Hawaii.
Uh-oh.
We have a week at a house in Palm Springs, and we have three nights in Telluride. So those are just some of the auction items that we have. We have Surf and Sand donates to us, which is a great either a little mini in-town vacation, or if you don't want those relatives staying at your house, you can always put
them up.
There's
a place for them to stay. Right. And if you don't have room, you know, my problem is just that. I always want people to come and visit me, but I just don't have room to do it. And so I'm always looking for some place that I can stash some guests for a weekend that they're going to be comfortable. And the Surf and Sand, you can't do much better than that in Laguna Beach. I would just say, while you're here, and I have an idea of how much work goes into getting all of these auction items. Don't be shy. Let's list anyone you want. Who's helping eBell Club? Let's give them some free airtime right now. Surf and Sand, who else? Tell me your list, and I'll let you know if you're missing anyone, and we'll call them right now.
We have the Pageant of the Masters.
The Pageant.
You got pageant tickets?
Yes.
Oh, see, now that's... You only get that from being in town for as long as you've been.
The Laguna Playhouse is very generous. With Laguna Playhouse it's a symbiotic relationship. We work with them, and they help with us.
That's anywhere, and my good friend over at Laguna Beach Playhouse.
Yeah,
always
I work
to do
out. I work out right next to Cafe Zulu, so I every year hit up Michael, who's always wonderful, donated to us.
You got Cafe Zulu?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's probably our most popular restaurant. Chris Keller, who's donated to three different of his places,
What would we do? What would we do if we all couldn't make a little money off of Chris Keller from time to time?
Exactly. So we strong arm all of our friends. And the restaurants that we patronize frequently, all of our members, we just kind of go out and we strong arm them. Romero Fun Portraiture, they're always donate to us. Betsy Burns is an esthetician in town. She's always very generous. So
Athena Day Spa, my daughter's a hairstylist here, and she donates.
The new hand and stone massage that's opened up in the CVS Center, they were incredibly generous this year. This is the first year they've donated because they're new in town. So it gives people an opportunity because the majority of the people that come to the event live in Laguna Beach or are interested in supporting Laguna Beach. So it's wonderful for the people that are donating to the auction to have that exposure in Laguna Beach. It's a great relationship that we have.
So how many items would you say you have right now for your silent auction?
We got 70 some odd different items.
Oh my goodness.
Raffle items and jewelry items, spa, salon. We have the Magic Castle, the doctor I work with who's a magician as well, has offered tickets.
Movie tickets.
All right. So when you...
Oh, if you're a Will Ferrell fan, Will Ferrell's mother is a good friend of mine, and she generously gets us all kinds of good stuff from Will that he's signed. And so if you're a Will Ferrell fan, we have a lot of signed and autographed things that he's
donated.
Now, I
have to tell you that I was working on a fundraiser where we got, like, some T-shirts from a Will Ferrell movie, and he signed them. I wonder if he got those from you.
Someone probably got them from his mother, who lives in town and has very generous. So we donated. We've got that. We've got a resort in Nevada. We've got Catalina Island.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but again, it's everybody knows everybody in town, and so we just kind of go out and reach out to all of the resources that we have.
So are you the kind of women, because this happens to me from time to time, that around this time of the year when people see you, do they try to avoid you? Do they try to duck? Because that does happen to me from time to time. We're like, no, don't, he just needs stuff. Don't talk to him anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, it's interesting.
Oh, come on. They're like, here comes Penny and Sylvia.
You know, it's interesting because I don't think that it's a great relationship that people have when they donate. If you're a Laguna Beach restaurant and you donate to donate to eBell for a fundraiser, you're getting exposure in the community, and in some cases, you are. Tortilla Flats, for example, is a new restaurant in town, fairly new restaurant in town. They very generously donated to us because the owners are a friend of a friend of mine.
Right.
And it's good exposure for them. Maybe people haven't been there before.
And again, don't you think it's about the relationship? I mean, don't you find out this time there are people that you go back to every year, right?
Oh, yeah.
And say,
right.
Hey, it's time. What would you like to do this year? Right. And they always come through.
And you know, Mark, we mentioned that there were about 25 active members, but we have 60 or 70 sustaining members that have been members for 10 years or longer. And if you recall, being the newest or the first organization in Laguna Beach, you know, the doctors, their wives, they've all been past members or past presidents. So I don't think there's too many people in Laguna that don't know about our eBell.
That's probably true, right? 75 years in the community,
everybody has probably
passed through eBell at some point or had some sort of contact with the organization. Yes.
Or seen us in the parade handing out the beads. We're always throwing beads in the parade. That's quite popular.
So this the event coming up on May 2nd, the Kentucky Derby. What's the evening like? What can people look forward to?
Well, it's a daytime event because the race is run at about 3:20.
3:20.
And because we're stream
3:20 our time?
3:20 our time. We're live streaming the race. And it's from 1:00 to 4:00. It's a Southern luncheon. It's a sit down luncheon. Of course, mint juleps will be served.
Do you know what you're serving for a Southern luncheon?
Well, I know that one of the things that we're having is pecan pie.
Of course, you are.
We've got quite a variety of Southern food that is being served.
I would say I think people need to sign up and they'll be pleasantly surprised. It's an exciting, exciting afternoon. I can just tell you, my daughters love coming. The community, every time we're there, everyone's full of excitement. Women are wearing their Southern hats. We have a hat contest. There's things going on all the time. The raffle betting. but it's just a fun, connected time where not only are we giving to such a worthy organization and a worthy cause, but the people there are having a great time as well.
Let's talk about this hat contest, because, of course, anyone who knows anything about the Kentucky Derby knows that that's the time that all of the Southern women bring out their summer hats. This has got to get a little out of hand, right?
It's really a lot of fun because you know, you don't ever have that opportunity to wear the hat. As a matter of fact, we've got the hat box here in town donated a gorgeous hat for the derby for our fundraiser, and Duet has some real cute little, you know, fascinators that they wear, and they've donated some of those. So we have a lot of people wearing hats, a lot of opportunity to buy a hat for the next next year. It's fun. You never get to wear those kinds of things.
No, that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, do you ladies have your hats yet?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you do?
Absolutely.
Now, I'm going to say, as past presidents and people who've been members of the club for so long, there's got to be a certain amount of pressure on the two of you to come up with a really, really good hat.
I guess so. I never really looked at it that way. But...
Oh, who are you kidding? You start planning your hat the day after the event ends for the next event.
We do have a lot of women that do that. But that just makes it fun. I know I like shopping for a new dress every year and a hat to match. So
oh, really?
That's fun, yes.
Nice.
And I think the large number of auction items and raffle items are a big hit. You know, I think people are very busy. In fact, I think it's a challenge to get everything done in the 3 hours that we have during the Derby time. It's you need to come to experience the fun and the joy that we have at our Kentucky Derby.
And for people, again, who may just be joining us, we're talking with the E-Bell Club. Penny and Sylvia are here. They're having a fundraising event on May 2nd. It's a Kentucky Derby-themed event. All of the proceeds that you raise from this event go back to support organizations yes. in Laguna Beach.
Yes. We have right. no paid support. We're all volunteers. Everything that comes in, the proceeds from the auction and from the event itself goes right back okay. in and goes back to the community.
And this is your big event.
This is our one big event. So we're looking for as much support from the community as we give back to the community.
And this is how, right? This is just sort of the circle going around, right? People invest in you, and then you just pay it forward and move it on to those organizations. And this is where you raise the majority of your money.
Yes.
Yes.
And so those 20 some organizations who get support from you on a regular basis, this is an opportunity for them to say, hey, why don't you go to this event at E-Bell Club, because it's directly going to benefit our organization.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mark, for putting it so eloquently, because that's exactly what happens.
All right. I know that we're going to post it on Friendship Shelter's Facebook page so that our supporters know that that event is going on, and they should go have some fun, spend a little money on Kentucky Derby Day, knowing that part of that money is going to come back to Friendship Shelter. Okay, now, if people want to come to this event, if I want a ticket, what do I do? Where can I go? Who do I talk to?
Okay, if you want to send an email, it would be president@ebelllagunabeach.org. But if you're really eager, because the RSVP was today, but we're extending it for another week, if you're really eager, the best bet would be to call Sandy Renner, the president of E-Bell. And Sandy's phone number is, of course, 949. She lives here in town, 295-0436. So
let's give that number again so people can get it.
949-295-0436, and that's Sandra Renner.
You can call and get your tickets there anytime.
You could call Sandy and just make a reservation, and the information with the details, the location, the time, she'll have that. It's on the website, and it's also in Stu News.
All right. And what's the website again? Let's make sure people have that.
ebelllagunabeach.org.
Easy to remember.
E-B-E-L-L. LagunaBeach.org. Easy to remember.
What is it? How much are tickets?
The tickets are $70.
Come on. That's it?
That's right. It.
$70?
$70, which includes the luncheon, the live stream of the game. So you get to, or the game, the race. The live stream of the race. We have a bar, of course.
Wow.
And the opportunity for all those great auction items.
Opportunity for all those great auction
items. You know, for those of us who live in Laguna Beach, I mean, we get invitations all the time, right? To go to charitable events and to support, do those sorts of things. When's the last time you got to go to a big blown out charity event for $70.
Exactly. No, exactly.
That's right.
That's a heck of a deal. And this is at the Aliso.
The Aliso Viejo Country Club.
I've been there, I think.
It's a beautiful location.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
Close by, not far out of town. The great thing about them is they have lots of parking. It's a great location, and it's the first time we've been there. They've got the space to be able to accommodate us. They've got the ability to have the huge TVs and to accommodate the parking. Because as we know in town, sometimes having an event here, parking is very difficult.
Oh my gosh! Just having a job here. And parking is sometimes a huge challenge.
Just living here.
Yeah. The country club is right on the golf course, right?
The country club is right on the golf course, and it's about 8 minutes away, so it's not very far.
No. People can easily do that.
So exactly. Please come, enjoy yourself, have a great afternoon, and know that in supporting us and in this fundraiser, you're supporting all the needed organizations and programs here in Laguna Beach.
Absolutely. Now, we were talking earlier, Penny, at the beginning of the show, we were talking about your relationship to Betty Davis.
Yes.
And that she was your cousin. I just want to reiterate again that I think you seriously should put into this silent auction an afternoon with Penny telling Betty Davis stories and going through her photo album to see pictures of Betty Davis just sort of hanging out and being casual in Laguna Beach. I think it would be a hit. You just try it and let me know
what it
makes. And we'll do this. You put it in the silent auction, and then whatever you get from that, that can be your donation to Friendship Shelter.
You got it, Mark. That's great.
That's a wonderful
actually,
idea.
Actually, I have some very original pictures and boxes of Betty Davis stuff. So
any Betty Davis fans, that's a great idea.
Who's not a Betty Davis fan? I'm going to have you back,
true.
And we're just going to talk about Betty Davis. Because I have to tell you, as someone in my previous career, I worked in theater, not film or television. And I have been known to go back and just look for interview footage of Betty Davis would be one of them. Because she became more interesting the older she got.
Right.
And I've probably watched, 20, 30 hours of Betty Davis interviews.
Whoa, Mark. All right.
If she was still with us, I'd probably have a restraining order.
I think you need to come to the Derby.
There you go.
I'm going to try to make it. I absolutely am. All right. You've been listening to The Friendship Show here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Our guests this morning have been Sylvia Powers and Penny Stasny. They're the wonderful women of E-Bell Club. They have an important event coming up May 2nd, the Kentucky Derby Day. So make sure that you have tickets to get to that. Again, here in the studio this afternoon, 3:30, Jason Fetty is going to be introducing and interviewing Lisa Loeb live here in our studios. Don't miss that. Tonight at Neighborhood Congregational Church, the final farewell performance of the Moon Police is going to be there. Right now, we're going to say goodbye. Here is Sasha Evans of the Moon Police.
Peaceful thing. Thank you for tuning in to The Friendship Show. Join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. for a full hour of real issues, stimulating discussion, and the chance to visit with old and new friends right here on KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM.